4 months of 2022, the Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District, or ACID, received just a fraction of its normal allotment of Sacramento River water, which had a devastating impact on the community it serves near Redding, California. The story is told in the award-winning film ACID Canal. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. You can join the conversation by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Joining the JX is producer of ACID Canal, T.L. Green, and the film's director, Tyler Fares. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
Well, T.L., I can't imagine a community enduring a hot summer without water. What led to the story that you tell in the film ACID Canal?
So essentially, due to the drought conditions, there was an agreement made between the Sacramento River Settlement Contractors, who's sort of the group that communicates with the Department of Water Resources and the Bureau of Reclamation for the several irrigation districts along the river. And they agreed to an 18% allocation of water. Now, when that news came back to our local district here, the Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District, they decided to sell off that 18% of water because they did not believe that it would be able to reach the full length of the canal and service their water users. And that's what led to the devastating impact when they had no water.
So, Tyler, you directed the film. How did you capture such a broad story, and how did you determine how to display it?
Yeah, so we spent about 8 months capturing the story, and we really saw the community was very surprised at the water sale, surprised that they weren't getting water for the first time in 108 years. And they were, while they were figuring it out, we were following along with our cameras. In addition to working with the community, we were also interviewing the federal government, the Bureau of Reclamation, state and local water resources to kind of understand how water management works in California and how they actually got to the 18% allocation.
Well, give us a sense of how does it work and how did they get to 18%?
So ultimately what we found out was there was a combination between the emergency drought proclamation as well as the decisions for the Endangered Species Act to protect the salmon along the stretch right below the dam. And what that led to is the Bureau of Reclamation having to make difficult choices to reduce water allocations. And with that negotiation with the Sacramento River Settlement Contractors, that's kind of what they came up to. The big surprising thing was the decision by the Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District to sell that 18%. That's really, the entire Sacramento Valley was hit very hard. It was not just a story that was happening in Anderson-Cottonwood, but it was a sad thing to watch. The whole process was, you know, people losing their cattle, you know, selling off their homes, having no water to their homes at all, like having to go shower at the YMCA. It was a very dramatic experience for a lot of people.
So who made this decision? Who are the key characters in this film?
Ultimately, the decision to sell the 18% of water was the Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District Board. So five members of the board, they made that decision. And then that decision was announced to the public or the water users after that decision was made. So it was definitely a surprise to everyone. But the ultimate decision to sell the 18% allocation was made by the ACID board.
So TL, what made you want to tell this story? How long did it take to tell it as well?
Yeah, it was a personal story for us because these were our neighbors. You know, it's interesting because the canal runs through Redding and then down south into Anderson. And you see the canal in various spots in the city when you're driving around, but maybe you don't really think about it or realize what it's providing. So when they didn't have water and all these impacts started unfolding, it was just natural for us to follow the story. Like, we wanted to tell the story because this was something that was affecting our neighbors. So that's why it was really so important to us to follow it.
So when the board of the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District made a decision to sell their percentage of water from the Sacramento River, did they consult with the community?
The decision, by and large, was really made without much input from the community at all. A lot of the people felt blindsided by the news. And that was kind of one of the interesting things we watched unfold, is there was just so many people that they're like, oh, I wish I had been at those meetings when they were discussing this. Because, you know, it's who thinks, oh, I'm going to go to a water board meeting. You just kind of take it for granted that you have water a lot of times, but there's decisions being made that it's really important that people are staying tuned into and watching what's going on so that they do have that opportunity to make sure they're able to give that input and, you know, maybe sway some of the thoughts on the board in terms of if they should sell the water or not.
Did you get a sense of how much money they made from the sale?
They made $7 million from the sale.
And what did they do with that money?
So, interestingly enough, after they had no water, immediately in 2023, we saw the severe rainstorms and flooding issues that actually impacted the district, where there were breaches throughout the canal that they ended up having to spend money on fixing. And then after that, since the canal sat dry, when they recharged the canal, they had significant seepage issues where there was water seeping through flooding neighborhoods. So then they also had to turn around and start putting money into mitigating some of those issues. And now that money is going towards some other infrastructure issues, and they're working on lining certain sections of the canal to help protect the canal, in the sense that if they do get another low allocation, they're able to send water all the way down the canal, but also to help stop those seepage issues. But, you know, one of the things we really saw happen was the infrastructure of the canal hasn't been maintained very well. It's sort of like a lot of problems are coming home to roost now. So since the infrastructure hasn't been kept up, a lot of that money we're now seeing going towards all these issues that are popping up because of the mismanagement.
Well, with every story where there are villains, there are heroes. Who's the hero or heroes of this story?
When we started following different people for the story, you know, as storytellers, you know, you want to find that sort of protagonist that the audience can kind of follow and cheer for. And one of the local ranchers, James Rickert, kind of became one of our main protagonists throughout the story. As he saw the issues unfolding, as his own little ranch was impacted, he decides to run for a seat on the ACID board. So we end up following James' campaign as he tries to get on the board to help make a change and change the direction of where ACID has been heading.
I'm talking with T.L. Green and Tyler Fares, the producer and director of Asset Canal. And this is the story of a Redding community that was devastated after the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District sold their percentage of water from the Sacramento River during the summer of 2022. So, Tyler, tell me more about this hero. What did he do?
So we definitely don't want to spoil the film, but at the same time, James Rickert really fought for his community. He came together. He brought people together. He was at all of the board meetings, voicing concerns, bringing up questions, trying to get the board to engage, answer these questions that the entire water users had. So he just really rallied the individuals together. And it wasn't just James. I mean, there was a small group of individuals that came together to help each other. I mean, Ed and Elaine Roberts were individuals that would go out and they would deliver water to people for their farms, for their homes. There was communities where they were tying water hoses together to water each other's gardens. So it was really a community effort. It was just that James was the character that stood out to us to be the prominent individual, as he was the one that was stepping up to run as a board member for the ACID.
Well, naturally, I'm assuming that the board members also lived in the same community. How did it affect them?
It also affected them. I mean, it is not at a loss for them to, you know, they were directly affected. They are in these different districts. Sadly, none of the previous board members spoke with us about their experiences, about their decisions, about anything. We tried very hard to get the previous board members to have a dialogue with us, and they just wouldn't do that. So I do know, as water users, they were affected. I do not know much more than that because I couldn't talk to them.
So, TL, what's the status of the community today?
So things have been looking a lot better. They got their full allocation in this last irrigation season. And the cool thing is, going back to that community aspect, I think it changed really a lot how they view the water board and how their interactions with the water board now happen. People are a lot more engaged, and they're going to those meetings. And as some of those seats on the board shifted, we're seeing a lot more of a community atmosphere, problem solving together. When the old board, you know, made the decision to sell the water and people were blindsided by the decision, the old board felt somewhat dismissive to a certain extent. There was sort of an adversarial atmosphere in the room where the board would let people have their 2 minutes to talk and then just kind of shut them down. They wouldn't answer questions. But this new board now actually lets the community talk and be able to say their piece, and they come together and they really work to find solutions. So I think that's been one of the biggest improvements that we've seen since that last season.
Well, this sounds like a story of civic engagement as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's one of the lessons that I myself even learned, is just how important it is to, you know, stay tuned in to what's happening with the various boards and entities that are in charge of the different resources we share and utilize. And, you know, maybe you can't go to every single board meeting, but you can create community groups and, you know, send a person to go to the meeting and then email your group, letting your group know what happened at that meeting. So everyone's kind of staying up to speed on what's happening and can really help those boards and entities make decisions that are going to be good for everyone in the community.
Well, it sounds like a really important film. How are you distributing it?
So currently, we're just finishing up our festival run. We've been playing all across the states. We've been playing internationally as well at the Cannes World Film Festival. We're shown at the Asian Independent Film Festival. And we've secured distribution with an educational distributor. So they'll be working to get the film into colleges, universities, and schools. And then as our festival run winds down, we'll be looking at different options for at-home distribution, but we don't have any specific platforms that we can say we'll be on yet.
So if the general public wants to see this film, Acid Canal, how can they get a chance to see it?
Right now, it would be visiting one of the festivals that's showing it, or going to Collective Eye, that's our educational distributor, and they can actually set up with your group a showing, and then you could show the film to several people in your community. And that would be the two best ways to see it currently.
And so to wrap this up, who's on the board of the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District today, and how involved is the community?
I'll jump in.
Okay, go ahead.
So currently there's Dan Woolery is running for re-election this year. And then there are Audie Butcher is another one on the board. That's actually one of the only previous board members that's currently on there. So it's a completely different board almost. And currently they're just dealing with a lot of canal issues, repairing things, and so it's definitely been a process for them and will continue to be a process for a long time. They are also working with California Department of Fish and Wildlife for a long-term removal of a diversion dam at Sacramento River.
I've been talking with T.L. Green and Tyler Fares, the producer and director of Asset Canal. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining the exchange.
Thanks so much for having us.
We'll be right back. I'm Mike Green.